They take you now to the headquarters of Religions Incorporated. And seated around the desk on Madison Avenue sit the religious leaders of our country. Religion, big business. We hear H.A. addressing the tight little group on Madison Avenue.
Ladies and gentlemen, nice to see so many boys here tonight. I see religious leaders I haven't seen in many years. I just was talking to Billy this afternoon. I said, Billy, you've come a long way, sweetie. A long way. Who would have thought back in 31 we were hustling baby pictures in? And shingles and siding were swinging. Yeah, we didn't know what the hell to do. Maybe the CC camps are starting to move. And I didn't know myself, you know. And just like that, we came on. You know, the Gideon, and there we were. The graph here tells a story. That's about it. For the first time in 12 years, Catholicism is up 9 points. Judaism is up 15. The big P, the Pentecostal, is starting to move finally. And now, gentlemen, we've got Mr. Nekaya from our religious novelty house in Chicago, who's got a beautiful cellar. The genuine Jewish star, Lucky Cross, and cigarette lighter combined. Then we got the Kiss Me in the Dark, Mazizu. And the Walk Me, Talk Me, Wet Me Camel. And his wonderful little cocktail napkins with some hell of a things there. Another martini for Mother Gabrini. And some pretty far out things, may I say. Now, we like to, as you know, there's a lot of religious leaders that we've seen here, boys we don't know. This is the first time we've really united like this. There's about 6,000 boys out here from all over the country. And little favors, you know, the commissioner promised there'd be no individual hustling, you know. I mean, let's make the scene together, because, like, if we burn ourselves, where are we going to end up, you see? Okay. Now, I want to introduce... Oh, we got Mr. Acton here, a great man, our Seventh-day Adventist, who on a leading tour of the leper colonies took some beautiful color slides. Here is the greatest holy roller in America today. A great man and a great holy roller, our...
Well, thank you very much. Thank you, boy. Here, have a snake. Gentlemen, tonight is thrill night. Does thrill night seem to jaw you? Gentlemen, why is it thrill night? Is it thrill night for the teenagers? The Elvis Presleys? No, gentlemen, it's thrill night for me, because tonight, for the first time in 7 years, I'm talking to men of the industry. For the first time in 7 years, gentlemen, I'm not going to look into one honest, sweaty, Lockheed face. Not one thick redneck! Gentlemen, tonight I stood for the last time in Oakland. I looked for the last time at 1,900 square feet of canvas. I felt the heat of the gas burn on my neck. I looked down at the sawdust. I looked at these people. And I said, Arnold, tonight you're going to be talking to the men. And I said, what would I talk about? And it came to me like that, gentlemen, the heavenly land and where it is. Well, gentlemen, tonight, where is the heavenly land? Well, I'll tell you one thing, my friends. The heavenly land is not in the cheap neighborhood bar. The heavenly land is not in the burlesque house. The heavenly land is not in Dreamland. The heavenly land is not on Wall Street. Well, you might say to me, all right, you said it's not on Wall Street. You tell us it's not in the cheap neighborhood bar. Gentlemen, did you wonder if tonight I knew where the heavenly land is? I do, my friends. The heavenly land is in one place and one place only. And do you know where that is? Chevy's Ravine! And them songs of bitches are trying to get away from us! With that $1 million land grab and the city planning farmers! Gentlemen, I know what some of you are thinking out there. I know what's going on, Jim. Some of you gentlemen who have never seen me before, you're saying, well, look at that man up there, this modern-day prophet there. Look at him ranting and raving. He's looking at me so smart. He told us where the heavenly land is. Now does he know what to do with it when he gets it? Well, maybe, gentlemen, I'm not. That's not. Maybe I'm dumb. That's it. There's old dumbbell up there. Ha, ha, ha! There's the dummy. Would you all have a laugh? That's right, laugh at him. Ho, 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 ho! There's the dummy. I'm dumb. Ha, 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 ha! Yes, I'm dumb. I got two Lincoln Continentals. That's a goddamn dumb I am. I'm dumb in hell. I don't know how much a whole lot of nines are. Now, maybe that's it, gentlemen. Maybe I don't. Maybe I don't know everything in the world. Maybe I'm stupid. But if I don't, I got some men on my staff who do. Tell us now what to do with the heavenly land when we get it round our wires.
Well, thank you very much. I think we should subdivide.
That's pretty kooky, bro. That's pretty far up. Now, gentlemen, what's that? What is it?
Your long-distance call just came in, sir.
I'll take it in there. I'll talk to you boys later. Yes, operator. This is 610. Yes, I'll take the charges. Yes. Hello, Johnny. What's shaking, baby? Boy, it's really been an election month, hasn't it, sweetie? Well, listen, I hate to... Yeah, the puff of white smoke knocked me out. We got an 8-page layout with Viceroy. The new Pope is a thinking man. Yeah. Well, if you wanted to go for the tattoo, but I figured the hell with it. It would have been too far out. I thought so. Yeah.
Listen, ain't that bug you, but they're bugging us again with that dumb integration. No, I don't know why the hell I'm gonna go to school either. Yeah, that school bus scene. Well, we had to give them the bus, but there's two toilets on each bus. But they're bugging us. They say, get the religious leaders. Make them talk about it. I know it, but they're getting hip. Yes. They say, no, they don't want no more quotations from the Bible. They want us to come out and say things. They want us to say, let them go to school with them. No, I did walking across the water and snake into the cane. They don't want to hear that jazz anymore. And that stop war jazz every time the bomb's scared. Yeah, they keep saying, thou shalt not kill means that, not a man's section A. Yes. They don't want the bomb. Sure, they're commies. No, I ain't getting snotty, but we got to do something. Yeah. I got two... Yeah, we got some people on our side. We got Scatman Crothers and Stephen Fetcher. Don't do no good. No, but yes, that's why I called you. What are we going to do? Sure, that's easy for you to say. You're over there. Yeah. I know.
And thanks for the pepperoni. Yeah. Hey, Billy, you want to say something to him?
Billy wants to know if you're going to deal with them Dago sports cars.
A Ferrer Moo or some dumb thing.
Yeah, when you come to the coast?
The valley is hot, but we'll fix it. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. I get you the Sullivan Show the 19th.
Yeah, send me some 8x10 glasses.
Yeah. Just, it's a good television show. Just wait, that's all. Wear the big ring. Yeah. The ratings, we can fix that. But that thumb will go. I'm sorry. Okay. All right, I'm cool.
Yeah, Philly Joe says hello.
Yeah.
Oh, did you dig Spellman on Stars of Jazz?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, sweetie. Yeah. You cooler too. No, nobody knows you're Jewish.